it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
What a fine, fine idea. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Go, 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 go. If you're going to work, if you're going to the school, if you're going to the library, no matter where you're going, you can get you a little Spano and Black here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and your particular device. Look, whether you have a phone, whether you have a tablet, whether you're sitting at your desk, whether you have a laptop, whatever the circumstances are, you download the apps, whether it's Stitcher, iHeart, TuneIn, and there we are. It's literally what it's all about. You can click listen live, particular guests that perhaps that you missed. You can get involved with that too and backtrack a little bit. They all have archive stuff on there as well. Or you can go to our award-winning website. Click on the Listen Live button, and there we are. And on the website, you can see all the various different guests that you have missed over the last couple of days, last couple of weeks, last couple of months, last couple of years. Perhaps that you want to pull something out, check it out, see what they thought then, maybe see what they think now, because we sometimes interview the same people again, and check it out on your particular device. It's a pretty cool thing to be able to do all in all. Coolest for us is the American Forces Radio Network. The guys and girls that protect this country and to protect the right for me to just open up a microphone and talk for a living each and every day, which, believe me, that's not easy to do in a lot of countries. Well, we want you to know we appreciate the service, and if you're away from home, things are getting a little dark, little bit scary for you, no matter where you are in the country, no matter where you are in the world. Both Joe and I are very happy and very proud to be a part of the American Forces Radio Network and bring you a little bit of a taste of home. On this Friday, which is usually a football Friday, we'll delve into a little bit of football, but we got a lot of other things to talk about. College basketball, pro basketball, the world of baseball. Thank God baseball's right around the corner. I'm Bob Black. You don't go around the corner. You stand right there until I get back.
It's Eric Newton here from Together.Guide with your Together Minute. Do you really need to ask about repairing that screen door the moment your partner gets home from work? Is it really so critical to talk about the money issues just when you're trying to both rush out that door? Probably not. Now, it is true that you do need space to bring up issues that are important to you. The skill here is in effectively creating that space. One trick is the 2+2. Create a regular time to sit down with no distractions. Each of you brings up two issues that are working great and two issues that, frankly, could be a little better. Now, this can be tricky because it's easy to get defensive, but if you come at it from the perspective that you're making things better, you'll get over the hurdles. The point is to be proactive about your timing. It just makes everything work more smoothly when you do that. This is Eric Newton from the Together Podcast. To learn about our show, visit our website at www.together.guide. The Together Minute is brought to you by Match.com. 1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
You don't want to go to the chair, do you?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I don't know. Sometimes it seems like a worthwhile option. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of The Attack. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. And if you want to bother Joe today, at Joe Spano 56 on his Twitter account. And we have a lot to talk about today. It's going to be a fun show. You know, it's kind of that dead zone in between football and when baseball starts up again and March Madness and all that kind of good stuff. But there's always plenty to talk about in the world of sports. Marquee matchups in the world of college basketball. We've got news in the NFL as well. And, you know, look, we'll bounce around a little bit. But last night, the stage belonged to Duke in North Carolina. And Duke is starting to look like Duke again. It, you know, people don't realize within the college basketball game that when you have an elite team, and we were talking about two elite basketball teams last night, matching up against one another, and whether or not it's at Cameron, whether or not it's in Raleigh. And, you know, these are always exciting in so many ways. And, you know, look, it's a Duke win is always fulfilling for the Duke fans. It's extra sweet against North Carolina, and we get all that. But the atmosphere at Cameron yesterday was completely insane, as it always is. The rafters were rattling, the floor was shaking, the bleachers were jiggling, and it was a human blue wall of hysteria and craziness. And the alums came out. JJ was there. All the big guys that past and present were there. But in reality, this game to me showed you what Duke is capable of doing in a big time way. And it's sometimes you see these teams and you say to yourself, all right, they're a good team, but this is the year that the size gets to them. They're a good team, but there's a lacking somewhere, either outside shooting or whatever the circumstances are. This is not the case this year. Duke is a complete basketball team. And if you bailed on them early, if you thought that there is a weakness with this team, look, there's a weakness with every single team. But honestly, this is a team with very few flaws. They have a deadly outside shooter in Grayson Allen, if they can keep him from tripping people. They have size in the middle. It's truly an all-around, well-put-together team. And if you look at that and that by itself, that makes them a big threat going forward. If you say to yourself, well, you know, depending on the matchup, they're going to get home court, basically, because they usually get a pretty fair shake in the region. Well, that might be true. But yesterday was an impressive win. And when you put together a win, 8-point win against UNC, in a game that Duke pretty much controlled, it is impressive. And they're pointing towards a number one seed, maybe. Depends how it goes in the conference. 19-5 overall. Carolina's 21-5 overall. But this was impressive. And even though they were playing in Cameron, 1-point lead at halftime. And then slowly but surely, Duke just took it away to the 8-point win. You know, when you look at this team, Tatum is just solid as hell. Like I said, Grayson Allen, an efficient night last night, 9 of 15, 7 of 12 from the line. This is truly a really, really solid basketball team. One of the better ones that Krzyzewski's had in a while. He's back from the back surgery now. And when you look at the ACC overall, and again, you know, I'm projecting number one seed. It might not play out that way. Maybe they're number two. I can't see them further falling any further than that unless they just blow up going down the stretch here and into the tournament. But quite honestly, they're just solid all the way across the board. It, you know, whether it's the role players, whether it is just overall play, it doesn't go too deep on this basketball team thus far. We'll see whether or not that tightens up a little bit at Duke. And if you're going to point at an Achilles heel with Duke, that's probably the area. They're not specifically very deep just yet. That's where maybe Carolina has a little bit of an advantage over them. Meeks didn't have a particularly good game yesterday. 4-7 with 9 points. You know, their starters were outplayed in this basketball game. Justin Johnson picked it up. Averaging 18, he had a good game last night, 21 points. But their starters didn't get it done. But when Roy goes to the bench, there's a lot of quality depth there. And if you look at it, you look at the ACC overall, and, you know, the mighty limb. Oh, it's the ACC, the SEC of basketball. Yeah. There were so many legitimate threats. And looking at the overall depth of the conference, it's this particular year is pretty darn impressive. And you look at the overall with it. And you know, we're talking about Duke and Carolina. The reality is Florida State's sitting on top. 21-4 overall, 9-3 in conference. They're tied with North Carolina. But you look at it, they've got 5 teams in the top 25. They've got, as far as the RPI. You know, Syracuse, after just a horrific start, has come back where they're 16-9 and 8-4 overall in the conference. See, and you know, when you look at it, we get closer and closer to selection time. There's going to be the pros and cons in some of these bigger conferences. And right now, you know, Syracuse, you make the argument one way or the other. Where do they fit in this? But in reality, as far as in the conference, they're ahead of Louisville. They're ahead of Duke. They're ahead of Notre Dame. These are teams that have a real good possibility. Well, I mean, obviously a couple of them are going to the tournament, but a real good possibility of going to the tournament come madness. But, you know, you look at Syracuse and, you know, they had an important win against Clemson, 82-81. They're on a 5-game win streak. You talk about getting hot at exactly the right moment. This is tough. This is tough for the committee because, you know, look, history goes a long way. Gravitas goes a long way. But they can't afford too many losses. And, of course, once they get into the tournament, I mean into their own conference tournament, We'll see how far they're able to go. Again, the depth this particular year is just astounding within the ACC. I mean, they have a legitimate argument. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Boy, they could certainly go 7 and maybe even 8, because if either Miami or Va Tech gets hot and makes a run, be pretty difficult to deny them. It was a fun basketball game last night. A little anticlimactic in that once the second half started, Duke kind of pointed it in their direction and tilted it. But like I said, you like seeing these matchups at the end of the year because everything matters. It's all about seeding. It's all about wins and losses within the conference. No wins, no losses. Well, maybe a win right here in the first segment. Second segment, we're going to continue with some college basketball. We'll pick it up right there on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
Hey, that's really good, man. Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the coast. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of The Attack. And, you know, look, we're talking to various different college basketball scenarios. And one thing that was good to see last night, and, you know, love him or hate him, Coach K back on the sidelines is good for college basketball. And it's certainly good for Duke. Capel did a good job when he was out with his back surgery. But, you know, look, the reality is Duke, love the program, hate the program. Them being prominent is always a good thing. It looks like this is one of those years for them. They've got a little bit of everything, inside play, outside play, enough size. It's not extraordinary size, but enough size to get it done. Depth could be an issue going forward, as I was talking about. And we'll see how it plays out. But I'm looking at the ACC. I'm looking at the depth of that conference. And when you look at it, Florida State, North Carolina, Duke's a lock. Virginia's a lock. Cuse is getting close to being a lock. Louisville's a lock. And then you go from there. I mean, this is one of those years. And when you look at how topsy-turvy it is to a certain point, Gonzaga sitting on top of the coaches' poll, AP, top 25-1 with the defending champions, Nova. It's amazing how they're flying under the radar a little bit this year. And you look at the depth, Kansas, Louisville, Oregon, which took a hard one from UCLA yesterday. And then North Carolina, it's pretty amazing. Dukie's 18th, 16th. They got a chance to move up. I know I'm talking number one seed, and maybe that's not realistic. But we'll see. Last night's win is going to go a long way in bumping them up the food chain. And there's still tournaments to be played. We'll see how it goes. But, man, I'm looking at some of this. There's some serious depth in college basketball this year. And I watched Baylor play my Okie State Cowboys the other day. And they're pretty legit as well. You know, when you look at that Baylor team, they have a little bit of everything, too. Size, depth. Pretty darn good basketball team. Yeah, I'm looking at that. Boy, Motley. Woof. Good player. These guys, I mean, Baylor's been so consistent now for so long, you almost take them as for granted. But you look at a guy like Jonathan Motley for Baylor, and he's just, you know, again, another guy that kind of flies under the radar. 17 points a game and 10 boards. Who talks about him? Not too many people unless it's local. And for all that's wrong with their football program, their basketball play program, since the bad old days, has stayed pretty consistent. 21-3 overall, 8-3 in the 12. They got him a couple of games out in front, 72-69 over Oklahoma State. TCU tomorrow. And you go forward, Texas Tech, Kansas, big one. Oklahoma, West Virginia. So two really tough ones. And then they start to get into the tournament. Last game against Texas on March 4th. And then it's tournament time. And the madness will officially start. Cool. We look forward to it. Joe and I are going to bring you a lot of guests. A lot of guests. Going forward. Both broadcasters and coaches. Take an early glimpse at bracketology. Nothing wrong with that. You know, pretty good look right now. The first four in, according to Lenardi. You got Miami, Florida out of the ACC, Seton Hall, Michigan and Syracuse, ACC. Weber State and NCCU, Mount St. Mary's and UCal Davis. The number ones as it stands right now, it's, you know, it would be hard to argue. He's got Gonzaga against Sam Houston out west, first round, and Gonzaga would get a little preferential treatment and play out west in Salt Lake, which would be essentially a home game for them. Villanova against the 16. He's got Okie State against Vatek. We'll see. I think Okie State has some lifting to do. Our buddy Archie Miller and Dayton against Iowa State. West Virginia is a solid 5 seed against Wilmington. That's pretty fair, I think, in Greenville. What else we got here? Wisconsin is a 3. That's reasonable. Virginia is a 4. Purdue is a 4. Cincinnati is a 3. Yeah. Southern Cal is a 7, as they very slowly but surely have made their way back into prominence again. You know, when he came over from Florida Gulf Coast, everybody was expecting the instant miracle. And Coach Andy knew what he was doing. And now slowly but surely they've rebuilt that program. Kentucky is a 4 seed. Kansas, of course, is a number 1. Baylor, of course, is a number 1. We'll see how the 12 does this year. You know, it's in looking at this, you know, the 12 has been kind of overrated. I'm not so sure this is one of those years. Their depth is pretty damn good. I mean, look, Kansas is always pretty legitimate. Baylor, I really believe, is legitimate this year. You know, they get a little scary when they're on the road. But I think they're pretty legitimate as well. And below that, yeah, is everybody else kind of a notch below? Yeah, but those top two are pretty legit, I believe, and could make a little bit of noise. You know, you looking in the Big East, it's all Villanova. Xavier's damn good. Butler's good. Creighton's going to get a bid this year. And it kind of stops there at the 4 line unless somebody makes a deep run. Marquette on the bubble. Seton Hall on the bubble. They'll get a little bit of preference because of the fact they're the Big East. But honestly, it's they got a little bit of work to do. A-10, VCU, and Archie's boys at Dayton always right there. Can they go to 3 in that conference? Yeah. Richmond, nah, I don't think so. Rhode Island has some work to do. Bonnie's got some work to do. Big South is a 1. Like I said, with the 12, you know, you're looking at the depth in the conference. And like I said, Lenardi has Okie State in there. I'm not so sure about that because they're 4-7 in conference, 15-9. Texas Tech, Kansas State, Iowa State, he's got them all in. TCU, West Virginia, Baylor, Kansas. I think the legit line stops at TCU in the 4 hole. Everybody in there, if there's bubble stuff going on with other teams, I think you got some. I think you got some heavy lifting to do. Got to get into that tournament and make some noise. You know, an OU passed in the post Buddy Hield era, having just a rough one. 8-15 under DeLon Kruger. 2-9 in the conference, and they're just flat out not ready to make any noise. They have some really good freshman talent on that basketball team. But this ain't the year. And they're going to go out with a whimper. What was surprising, I think, Texas with Shaka Smart. And welcome to the big lead, Shaka. 4-7 in the conference, 10-14 overall. That's not sitting well. So, you know, when you look at it, 12 will probably get 5, maybe 6. I'm not so sure that that's legit. But we'll see how it plays out. When we come back, a little more college hoops before we move on to bigger and better things. I want to go down a couple more of the conferences, see who's sitting where as we start to approach March Madness. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Hey, turn that off. Will you turn that thing off?
What's eating you now?
Yeah, what's eating you? That music, it stinks.
Oh, you don't like it, huh?
No, turn it off.
Now, wait a minute, pal. That was my nickel, see? This is a free country. And I play whatever I wanted.
Sure, and if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. And you can leave here anytime you want it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You know, it's funny, I was talking about Texas before we went to the break, and they're just a pretty bad basketball team this year. Really are. You know, when I hired Shaka Smart, they were looking for that Run for the Hills, 40 Minutes of Hell, whatever you want to call it. And they're a team in adjustment mode, to be fair about it. You know, they're young. A lot of freshmen on that team. But, you know, when you look at a team and you look at the ability to adjust on the fly, you know, he goes from a conference that's a mid-level conference into the big boys. And going forward, they're going to be good. They've got some legit size on that team that's playing. They've got, you know, Jaren Allen's a legit big man. You know, how long they'll be able to keep him remains to be seen. There's they've got some pieces, but this is not what Texas expected. They were looking for a little more. And it's a rough year. And I got news for you. Come next year, they'll give Shaka Smart the benefit of the doubt this year. But come next year, there's got to be some legit production going on there. And, you know, look, it you play with the big boys, you get paid with the big boys, they expect production like the big boys. And 10-14 overall and 4-7 in the Big 12 isn't going to get it done. You know, again, it's he's got a little bit of time, but not as much as you might think. Not as much as you might think. And he's finding big conference basketball to be a little bit different. And like I said, Jared Allen, you know, he's a legit big guy. Legit big boy. Question is, will he come back? And, you know, when you look at it, and I do wish they had the sophomore rule in place, because a lot of these guys just make the wrong decision. And they jump away when they shouldn't jump away. And is he one of those guys? I mean, I've watched him play quite a bit, and he's really the only guy on their roster that's a true prospect to jump at this time. And when he came out of high school, a lot of people thought that he would be a one and done. And looking at the mocks, they've got him sitting in the middle, somewhere around 14, 15. But I think what happened to him in college will probably happen to him in the pros as well. First couple months with Texas, he really struggled. Very inconsistent. But then you see why he was rated as highly as he was coming out of college. You know, the game that he had against Kansas, 22-19 and three blocks. But then you faced a dilemma of, do you buy that second year? Do you come back to a Texas team that theoretically could get better and should get better? You're going to be the cornerstone of the team. At 6'11", if your game if your game continues to evolve, you're probably going to move up into the top 10, which will be a difference in money. But the risk-reward, do you move far enough up where you become a top 5 player, which is a distinct possibility for him? You know, maybe you play with a better guard who can make you even better. You know, one of the things that, I mean, Texas has a top 10 recruiting class, coming in. They got a 5-star point guard coming in out of high school, a guy named Matty Coleman. And, you know, where you're ranked as of right now, if you look at the mock drafts in the NBA, you've got, it is completely point guard heavy. And so your value is not as high as it probably will be in the following year. The big men that are coming out this year, however, a lot of them are projects, therefore suspects more than anything else. So the possibility exists that you could move up. In this particular instance, I have the feeling that what would happen with Allen is exactly what happened as a freshman at the college. You know, coming in, stumbling around a little bit at the beginning, finding his way at the back end of December, getting into January, all of a sudden, boom, he hits the ground running and it starts to happen. You know, the coaches these days are completely realistic. They understand that the money is certainly difficult to ignore. But the coaches, I think, are a lot more honest these days than they used to be in weighing the pros and cons. Look, the pro is money. They're going to throw money. You're going to be a millionaire. But the question is, what level of millionaire and what will you be able to do going forward in the league? Look, these are three-year deals. Basically. And when options start coming up and all that kind of good stuff, you know, it's you could be gone as easily as you could be playing. You know, one story that jumped out for me yesterday was Derek Williams signing with the Cavs. Number 2 overall pick 6 years ago. He's bounced around the league more than a basketball has bounced around the league. Yeah, just one of those guys. And one of those guys, truthfully, that I thought was going to be a star. Amazing athletic ability. But another guy that came out raw, was never able to harness the athleticism that he has and become consistent. And now he's a basketball vagabond. He's a rich basketball vagabond, but he's a basketball vagabond nonetheless. Allen, I think, has way more potential than that. You know, Smart addressed it himself. He talked about when Jared Allen came in at the beginning of the year, he sat down with him. He said, look, what are your goals? What do you want to happen? How do you want your freshman year to go? He said, I want to have the best freshman year that I can have. And that's as far as they took it. You know, again, he's 13 points and 8 boards. 57% from the floor. But realize his athleticism is making that happen right now. He's 6'11", 240. He's like 230, excuse me. He's a good player. But in the NBA, everybody's 6'11". And everybody's 240 or 250. You know, tough decision. I mean, I can certainly see him making the jump. Again, I think he's one of those guys that would be better served to sit that extra year. And I look at these guys, and again, this is where, unfortunately, and it's not going to change with the CBA more than likely, but unfortunately, the way this is locked in with the league right now, there's very little room for negotiation where this goes. The players, I'm sure, would like to see a scenario where these guys come in as after their sophomore year. Because truthfully, it gives the veterans a little more time in the league. These younger guys come in. I mean, if you're drafting a freshman, you know, whether it's Lonzo Bell, whether it's Markelle Fultz, no matter who the guy is, if you're bringing a freshman from the college ranks into your basketball team, well, some veteran's going to pay the price. And this particular year is just really top heavy with possible freshmen coming out. You know, and again, some of the younger guys, I mean, I'm looking down the line on some of these guys. And you know, there's some vets. Frank Mason III, they got him projected going to the Knicks at 13, and that would be a nice fit. And there's a guy that actually stuck it out. But I'm looking. I don't see. Yeah, I don't see Allen on the first round board, but I'm looking at the CBS board, so it could be completely different somewhere else. And that's another thing, too, the fluidity of it. You know, but right now he's playing terrific basketball and he could be playing himself into a first round great. Yeah, again, it's a tough decision to make. When you have an opportunity to be a millionaire, how do you not make the call to go pro? And he's going to have people in his ear and he's going to have, you know, as much as they like to say it, the agents will be around sniffing around. Mom and dad will talk about moving on up. You know, can't blame them. It's a really tough decision. But I mean, when you look at the overall picture, you know, Markel Fultz, perfect example. Hey, this kid's coming out. He's averaging 23 points a game as a freshman and 6 boards. He's got good size. He's 6'4", 195. He's got absolutely no reason to stay in school. None. And when they're throwing that kind of cake at you, of course. Of course. Which gives Boston, who has Brooklyn's pick, just enormous sway in this draft. Enormous sway. Because this kid, I mean, Fultz has the opportunity to be an all-timer. You know, and we say that all the time, but honestly, he does. This kid's got everything. You know, Lonzo Ball, same thing. He's another one, 6'6", 190. Can you imagine him running your offense for the next 10 years? He scores, he dishes. He had a hell of a game last night. That's where we'll finish it up. Little UCLA basketball from last night. That'll be fun. Them and Oregon had a pretty damn good matchup. Right down to the wire, UCLA prevailing. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love people who know the game and love the game, and that's you.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black, Senator Rivera. We're talking to UCLA-Oregon game from last night. Fortunately, ESPN had it on early enough where I could actually pay some attention to it. So I love me some West Coast basketball when I have the opportunity to do it. It was the Lonzo Ball show. I mean, T.J. Leaf had an okay game, but he was really down. It was more defense and rebounding for him. His shooting was off last night, as Oregon's defense was really good throughout the majority of the game. And Brooks had a Brooks game. 7-17, you know, wasn't much on the boards, but he had 19 points. But their defense was truly elite up until the second half. And a 28-12 run in the last 12 minutes took it away for UCLA. And it was all Lonzo Ball. You know, he had a quiet first half, but he was everything. He was rebounding. He was scoring. He had 11 boards last night. You know, you want to point at the one thing. He had one assist. He wasn't making his teammates bigger, better last night. But in reality, that needed to happen because nobody else was really doing much for them. Holiday off the bench, which, you know, he's a fine player. And Tommy Welsh. And Welsh had a good, solid game last night. Truly did. But honestly, you know, it was the Ball show. And when you're that good and you're that big and you're that physically gifted, how do you convince a kid like that to stay in school? It's going to be one of the top three players drafted no matter what. Could go number one. We'll see how it plays out. Well, that's it for this hour of the Attack. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity just after your local news. So make sure you stay tuned. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We'll see them in court.
President Trump telling reporters he will fight a court ruling that upholds the suspension of his executive order pausing immigration from seven Middle East nations.
This is just a decision that came down, but we're going to win the case.
Trump, speaking to reporters briefly there at the White House, followed his earlier tweet that said in capital letters, "See you in court."
The ayes are 52, the nays are 47.
The nomination is confirmed.
Another party line vote in the Senate confirms a President Trump nominee in Tom Price as Health and Human Services Secretary. That vote came at 2 a.m. The Northeast and New England facing a major cleanup after a major snowstorm yesterday, New York City getting nearly 10 inches of snow. Parts of Maine got more than 20. You're listening to USA Radio News.
And now, Jonathan Cahn opens up today's mystery from the Book of Mysteries.
In the Book of Mysteries, the teacher opens up the mystery of the Gat Shmanim as they sit inside a garden. In Hebrew, a stone is used to crush grapes or olives. It's called a gat. The word for oil is shemen. For oil to be released, there has to be a crushing or a press, the Gat Shemen or the oil press. In Israel, there's actually a place called the oil press, Gat Shemen or Gat Shmanim. You know it as Gethsemane. Why did Messiah go to Gethsemane? Because it was Gat Shmanim, the place of crushing, and there his will was crushed and then his life. And as oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit, so the crushing of olives brings oil, so the crushing of Messiah brings forth the oil of the Holy Spirit. And from that oil is the oil of gladness and healing and blessings to pour into your life from Gethsemane, Gat Shmanim, the oil press.
Begin a journey that will change your life. The Book of Mysteries, now available online and wherever books are sold. Or go to mysteriesbook.com. That's mysteriesbook.com.
We mentioned moments ago that Tom Price has been confirmed as Health and Human Services Chief. Well, Jeff Sessions entering his first full day as the nation's Attorney General today. Here's more from Terry Moore.
Sessions was sworn in by VP Mike Pence in the Oval Office and pledged to work aggressively to curb what he called a dangerous rise in crime across the U.S.
and to protect the people of our country.
Sessions also vowed to end lawlessness in the U.S. immigration system.
We need a lawful system of immigration. That's not wrong. That's not immoral. That's not indecent.
Republican Sessions represented Alabama in the U.S. Senate for two decades. Meantime, Alabama Republican Governor Robert Bentley tapped State Attorney General Luther Strange to replace Jeff Sessions in the Senate.
President Trump to host the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in the Oval Office today, where they'll discuss trade and security, and then they'll hold a joint news conference. This is USA Radio News.
If your pet needed thousands of dollars in vet care, could you afford it? PetSavingsUSA.com members are covered by discounted pet insurance with the first 2 months free. Plus, save up to 50% at every major retailer and receive hundreds of dollars worth of free gifts. To receive 2 months of free pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings, call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com.
Opening statements have wrapped up in the trial of six defendants for the 2014 standoff between federal agents and supporters of rancher Cliven Bundy. Federal prosecutors telling a Las Vegas jury yesterday the six men prepared for battle with Bureau of Land Management agents after they seized Bundy's cattle over unpaid grazing fees. Defense lawyers arguing the standoff was the result of miscommunication and excessively forceful federal agents. Prosecutors are expected to call their first witnesses on Monday. Six Bundy supporters charged in the standoff are the first to be tried. Two more trials are scheduled, the second involving Bundy and two of his sons. All 17 total defendants face conspiracy and other charges for the confrontation just outside Las Vegas. Federal income tax refunds are delayed for many Americans, and one problem this year is a new law called the PATH Act, which affects about 60 common tax breaks, according to Director of Tax Compliance for Liberty Tax Service, Brian Ashcraft.
The PATH Act is protecting Americans from tax hikes, and it's a very complicated new tax bill that was passed last year that went into effect this year.
And he says another cause of delays this year is a lot more cross-checking to cut down on tax ID theft by crooks trying to claim your refund. And if you're a horror movie fan, listen up. A remake of that 1978 classic Halloween is now scheduled to be released in October of 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, where are the white women at?
A very good question. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, send your phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Man, my back is killing me. I shoveled out four times yesterday over the course of the day. For those of you who don't know, we're located up here in the Northeast. We got about 10 inches of snow up here yesterday. It was completely insane. And it all came down hard. And there was nothing going on in the morning, and all of a sudden, boom, there were like 4 inches of snow on the ground. I believe in hitting it early and often, shovel it out. Each time you have to do it, it's a little less, a little less, a little less. But man, I feel like I got kicked upside my you-know-what. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. Looking out the window right now, sun is shining, snow's starting to melt. And it's supposed to be cold today, however. And hour two is going to be a lot of fun. A little bit more on college basketball before we move on, because it's getting to that time of year. We have some NFL stories to talk about as well, and some pro basketball as well. I'll flip a coin in a break and decide exactly where we're going to start. But if you listen to the show on a regular basis, you know we're about radio on the go. Mobile devices, platforms, various different ways you can get us. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. TuneIn. We're hoping. And, you know, it's all about being able to access what you want, when you want, how you want. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. Guys and girls overseas don't always have that option. Some of them pull us down on the devices. Some of them it's just flat out in the American Forces Radio Network. You don't exactly get a choice when you're stationed overseas a lot of the time. So if we're bringing you a little warmth, a little taste of home, Joe and I are very happy and proud to be a part of it. We'll set the table for hour two right on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
It's Eric Newton here from Together.Guide with your Together Minute. Do you really need to ask about repairing that screen door the moment your partner gets home from work? Is it really so critical to talk about the money issues just when you're trying to both rush out that door? Probably not. Now, it is true that you do need space to bring up issues that are important to you. The skill here is in effectively creating that space. One trick is the 2+2. Create a regular time to sit down with no distractions. Each of you brings up two issues that are working great and two issues that, frankly, could be a little better. Now, this can be tricky because it's easy to get defensive, but if you come at it from the perspective that you're making things better, you'll get over the hurdles. The point is to be proactive about your timing. It just makes everything work more smoothly when you do that. This is Eric Newton from the Together Podcast. To learn about our show, visit our website at www.together.guide. The Together Minute is brought to you by Match.com. 1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Come on, that's not right.
Nah, it's not. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sonny Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. At Sports Byline USA, at Bob Black 71. If Twitter is more your thing. And, you know, look, it's basketball time. It's that little gap in between the major sports. And, you know, look, I've been talking some basketball, where guys fit in, where they don't fit in. Top of the hour, I was looking at some of the mock drafts, and they're all over the place as well. A lack of true elite big men in this upcoming draft, or at least on paper, a lack of true elite big men. They don't really start falling until the middle of the first round. There's a couple. Bobby Williams out of Texas A&M. He's an interesting guy. You know, again, he's a projection more than anything else. 11 points a game, 7 rebounds a game. He's a big dude. 6'9", 237. He's going to play you some power forward. But a lot of the guys that they have on the board are just not necessarily considered a leak. You know, Lauri Markkanen, that's the guy. I mean, if you're looking for a big guy, he's going to be the guy. And if everything plays out according to snuff, he'll be sitting in Miami with the Heat. That's what they're hoping for. And why not? Legit size at 7 foot. Still growing into his body, but he's 230 pounds, has an outside shot, has an inside presence. He rebounds, he scores. Bit of a black hole when it comes to the moving the basketball around, but considering what they have in Miami right now, that certainly would be a legitimate fit. And considering what Miami's doing right now, that's pretty damn good too. They're on a nice win streak right at this moment. We got to reach out to Zach. Get him back on. But from the college hardwood to the NBA hardwood, some good games last night, and for different reasons. Boston goes on the road and beats a disappointing Portland team, 120-111. Dallas beats Utah at home, 112-105, and Utah needs to be a little bit careful. They're not playing great basketball right now. They should be playing better than what they are. Cleveland and OKC was the matchup, the premier matchup last night. But Philadelphia also taking care of its business against Orlando. As we get closer and closer to the trade deadline, I'm curious to see who's going to be doing what where. But OKC against Cleveland, Russ gets another triple-double. Freaking amazing. And this was one heck of a basketball game. All the way around. 2-point Cav lead at halftime. Thunder come roaring back, led by Westbrook. and they take the game away from them. You know, it's look, do I think Oklahoma City is going to be a threat to come out of the West? No. But I'll tell you what, you sleep on them in any way, shape, or form, and you're going to lose the basketball game. Westbrook and Harden are above and away the two biggest MVP candidates this time. Harden is just completely in control of the basketball team, which under Mike D'Antoni, he should be. He's the perfect fit towards that basket for that basketball team. But Russell Westbrook is in a unique situation. With Durant leaving, and I even listened to it yesterday during the course of the broadcast, and I was watching this game, bouncing back and forth between that and the college last night, about how Westbrook doesn't have any support, doesn't have any support, doesn't have any support. That's flat out not true. They're solid basketball players on this team. You know, Victor Oladipo has turned into a nice complimentary player in that backcourt for Westbrook. Steven Adams is a solid basketball player. He chips in yesterday with 20 points and 13 boards. You know, he doesn't do it every night. But coming out of the playoffs last year, he evolved into a dependable option on that basketball team. Last year, it was the fifth option. This year, it's the third option. And he's answered the bell fairly well. He's averaging 12 points in his 31 minutes. He's still giving you 8 boards. Sturdy defensively in the middle. He's real physical. Some would say dirty, but I'll say real physical. And he's a load, this guy. He's 7 foot 255. You know, is he one of the top 5 big men in the game? No. Centers, I mean. I'm going to be real specific. But I think he's one of the top 10 because of his all-around game. He keeps working on his low post moves. You know, don't forget, this kid's 23 years old. He's been in the league 3 years already. He came in green as grass. And he's evolving and evolving and evolving. And honestly, as hard as he works on his game, there's no reason why he can't be a 15 and 10 guy on a consistent basis. And he's close to that right now. And the only reason why his numbers actually aren't even a little higher is because of the fact that Enes Kanter is on the basketball team. Well, Enes Kanter punched a chair, and Enes Kanter sitting for a number of more weeks. So this is Adams' time to shine. And when Kanter comes back, they'll be able to give him a little rest. They'll use him a little more judiciously. You know, but he threw Tristan Thompson around in last night's game like a rag doll. I mean, he's legit. And so, you know, from that being said, it's not that Russell Westbrook doesn't have players around him. You know, would you like more consistency? Yeah. I mean, they're force-feeding Sabonis because of the fact that they've got to rely on him a little more than they probably would like to. And he got exposed by Kevin Love in a big way in the first half. And then inexplicably, and I think this is where LeBron has a legitimate argument, the ball stopped moving around. And I'm back and forth about this with LeBron and his bitching about not having a distributor, but he's right to a certain degree. You know, Kyrie Irving had a good game last night, and he got drawn into what a point guard should never get drawn into. And that's a you-know-what contest with Russell Westbrook. He had to show to Russell Westbrook that he was every bit the same player. Well, number one, you're not. Number two, the ball stopped moving. And LeBron was the distributor last night with 7 assists. He's 100% right in the aspect of Kyrie Irving sometimes needs to be more of a distributor than a scorer. They've got scorers on that team. Like I said, I'm watching the first half of that basketball game where Cleveland went in with a halftime lead. And they had nice balance going on. Make sure I got myself right here. 57-55 Cavs at halftime. And Kevin Love was eating up Sabonis. Eating him up. But then the ball stopped moving. And when a ball stops moving with Cleveland, their small ball routine comes to a halt. And, you know, again, it wasn't that they didn't play good. They just didn't play well enough. We'll pick it up right there on the other side.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack.
Who is it?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black, Senator Roberto. A little bit of NBA here. We'll swing into the NFL in the not-too-distant future. But, you know, look, again, when you look at OKC, and I just pulled up the standings. Look, it Golden State's 44-8. Oklahoma City's 31-23. One's in a one hole, one's in a seven hole. They're there for a reason. San Antonio, Houston. We'll see how Houston does in the playoffs. I'm not really optimistic. Utah in the four, Clips in the five, Memphis six, Oklahoma City seven. Playoff slots have been decided out west. The only question is who's going to be in the eight hole. Will it be Denver, Portland, Dallas? They're still hanging around. Sacramento Tomato. Man, if they could ever put just a reasonable streak together, they might actually sniff the playoffs. But with that being said, Oklahoma City has nothing to hang their heads about this year. It's going to be a work in progress. Russ is committed to them for the long term. You know, they got the game coming up over the weekend with Golden State coming back to OKC and Durant and the drama, and they're going to play it up, and it'll be all about the homecoming and how he's going to get received, and it'll be a mix. He'll get cheered at the beginning, and he'll be booed. And he'll deal with it. But Oklahoma City is a very good basketball team, led by one of the top five players in the game. I mean, if you put them in the Eastern Conference, they're in the three hole. And by the way, how topsy-turvy has that gone in the last couple of weeks? You know, Joe and I, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about Toronto and Atlanta was starting to make their run. And here we sit, Cleveland's in the one hole playing great, very good basketball. There we go. I can split the difference. But not great basketball. Meanwhile, Boston's figured it out to the tune of 8-2 in their last 10. They're now 2.5 games behind Cleveland at 34-19. Take a wild guess who's number three. Wild guess. Time's up. Washington. At 31-21. They're five back. They're third in the Eastern Conference, albeit tied with Toronto, who's fallen to fourth. Atlanta's fifth. Indiana, which that was my dark horse at the beginning of the year. Don't count them out. And then Chicago, who, for all the turmoil and everything else, is still in the playoffs in the seven hole. And Detroit. Charlotte, who's been disappointing this year. Miami on a serious roll right now. 12 in a row. Milwaukee, the Knicks, Orlando, Philly, and Brooklyn. And Philly won again last night. You know, it's basketball is a grind. Basketball is a season that just takes its toll. These coaches who have now fallen into the Pop routine of resting their starters, and they get criticized for it, but I honestly do not blame them in any way, shape, or form, because playing in the NBA is hell on the knees and the ankles, on the joints. Your legs will take you as far as you can go because of how fresh they are at the end of the year. And right now, youth is being served in many ways. I mean, I love that Washington team. And they are playing some for real basketball. What I love about this CBS site is you can pull the stats up just by ghosting the name. Gortat is 12-12. Man, he's good. And Otto Porter, who we loved coming out of college, is doing exactly what we thought he was going to do. 14.5 points, 7 boards, and a couple of assists. Markieff Morris, you talk about one of those trades that flew under the radar, but he is now firmly in place. When you look at their front court, everybody's averaging double digits in that front court. But then Beal at 22.5, Wall at 23. But more important for him this year, the 10 assists. And they have gotten to the point where they are coexisting. You know, if you remember the old Wizards, and I don't mean old in the distant past, but that culture of losing with the guys like Andre Blatch and JaVale McGee, there they were, a bunch of young and talented guys. And nobody could figure out why they couldn't learn how to win, because losing permeated the locker room. Well, they've had, with this group of players, with this core of players, they've had a little bit of success. They've been in the playoffs. But they've underachieved in that they've never taken that next step. And when you look at this basketball team and how they're constructed, this is what Scottie Brooks is doing with this basketball team right now. Everybody is buying in. You know, the knock on him when he was at OKC was with the two players that he had, he couldn't get them over the hump. The supporting pieces, he never let the young guys play, on and on and on and on. Well, with this group of players here, he's got a core of young veterans. His younger players are backing up his core guys and doing a good job of it. He's got some veterans that are doing a good job of it as well. But he's able to rely on two essentially very young guys. You know, John Wall's been in the league for a while now, but he's still young. He's 26 years old. Going into his prime. Bradley Beal, same deal. 23. You know, they're still young, but they're proven commodities within the league. And up front, and you know, you talk about the beauty of the way this team is constructed. Porter can create his own shots, but he doesn't need the basketball all the time to contribute. He's great defensively. He shuts down the other players, big-time scorers. But he's versatile enough to get you involved in a game. He plays inside. He plays outside. Markieff Morris, same deal. This is legit size at the power forward position. 6'10", 245. He's got a bit of an outside shot. He can play on the inside as well. And when he does need a blow, because he's playing 32 minutes a game, you know, Andrew Nicholson, the guy that bounced around, I thought he was going to be better than what he actually turned out to be. But he's a body. He gets a lot of fouls. But it gives that 10-minute breather. And Jason Smith has actually taken over a lot of the time, and they've been using him. He's getting 13 minutes a game now. He's averaging 5 points and 3 boards. You know, but he is what he is. He's a 30-year-old guy who knows exactly what he needs to do. And Gortat, you know, look, man, Gortat is just, he's one of those guys who has flown under the radar for his entire career. When he was playing in Orlando, I thought he was incredibly underrated down there. You know, he's 32 years of age now, but he's, you know, he's one of those guys that keeps himself in shape, rarely gets injured. You don't have to run a single play with him. You know, they're playing him to death. And if anything, if you're going to point towards anything with this, it's high minutes for all his starters, Scotty Brooks' starters. Everybody's in the 32 to 35 range. You know, so will they wear down at the end of the year? Well, you know, Beal's averaging 35. Wall's averaging 37. Otto's 34. Gortat's 35. Marquise is 32. So, you know, they need to get a little more relief for those guys. But, you know, again, they are getting a little bit of help. And it's solid. Even the backups, Marcus Thornton, Trey Burke, Kelly Oubre. You know, it's a damn solid basketball team. And after the rough start, you know, here they are sitting third in the conference. That's pretty damn good. They're a legit threat. A real legit threat, as is Boston. We'll get to them on the other side. We'll spill into the NFL right after that. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Hey, you gonna sit there and let him talk to me like that?
Nope. Let's go to some nice, quiet place where we can't hear him.
He's got some nerve.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Sandra Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Talking some basketball here, NBA style. Bouncing around this Friday. We're going to have fun. We're off next week. So we hope you enjoy the best of. And it will start swinging into March Madness right after that as we start to line up coaches and players and all kinds of good stuff. But, you know, again, when you look at the East, everybody's jockeying for position out West. Seven of the eight have already been decided. But in the East, the separation between second and eighth is nine games. So Detroit, Chicago, they're sitting under 500, barring a miraculous run by any of those teams. They're going to be struggling with Charlotte and Miami behind them to figure out whether or not they can hold on. But from Indiana on up, and that's including Cleveland, there's only seven games separation. Atlanta had a nice run, but they're 6-4 in their last 10. Indiana's 7-3 in their last 10. Toronto's been struggling. And the pressure is going to be on them to make a deal at the trade deadline. But who can they get that's going to make the difference? With Atlanta playing good basketball? Is their primary target off the market? You know, with the ongoing saga of Carmelo. Does he go? Will he go? Does anybody want him? Does anybody care? But Boston and Toronto are playing really good basketball. And like I said, LeBron is legit. Cleveland's a little stagnant right now. And, you know, when you have the likes of the Celtics breathing down your neck, a really young, talented basketball team in Washington breathing down your neck, winning the conference is not a given. I mean, we all assumed it was, but it's not. And what Brad Stevens is doing in Boston, where everybody's getting time. Everybody. There's only two guys that are playing significant minutes for that basketball team, and that's Isaiah Thomas and Al Horford. Well, I'm sorry, Jay Crowder, too. Everybody else plays anywhere from 15 to 30. And that's how it should be. You know, Stevens knows how to manipulate that lineup to get the best out of all of them. And when Horford's taking a pounding, Olenek goes in there, he plays the five, Horford slides over to the four. You know, Tyler Zeller, more of an afterthought now than anything else. Olenek's evolved into being the better player, a little more of a threat from the outside. You know, they'll be rearranging deck chairs on this. But again, you know, does Boston feel like they have to pull the trigger? Or do they think they can win with this group? You know, the sum is better than the parts when it comes to Boston. I mean, the only true superstar is Isaiah Thomas. And man, what a trade that was for them. You talk about everything that Ainge has done right with being able to get all those draft picks and all the guys that he's brought in, picking the right coach. It's Isaiah Thomas, man. Guy's a stud and a half. And he's one of those guys, 5'9", and I think they're being generous, and 185 pounds. But, you know, it. Believe me when I tell you, the day he landed him, changed the fortunes of that franchise for the foreseeable future. You know, as we've talked about, you get into the conversation as far as Russell Westbrook, James Harden, you know, the whole nine yards. Honestly, you got to throw Isaiah Thomas into that conversation. How do you not? I mean, I certainly would. 24 points a game. He runs the team. He's a bargain at $6 million. My bad. 30 points a game. Jeez. And he keeps getting better and better. He's not a kid. You know, let's be honest about it. He's 28 years old. And his shelf life will probably be relatively short because of his size. But he, I mean, boy, oh boy, what he's able to do on a basketball court. And you know, it, ironically enough, excuse me, Boston, of all the teams to steal him away from. Yeah, Sacramento. You think they'd like to have him? Ay, ay, ay. If they'd have just given him the ball, and I look, I get it. 5'9", I get it. I get it. But that's just he's just one of those unique once in a lifetime kind of guys. And I don't know how long he's gonna last in the league because of his size. I mean, he's built like a you know what. But the baby tank that he is with his size, it eventually will wear him down. But right now, if Boston, man, if they could just get that one more piece, one more piece, they'd be a legit title contender. I just, as they're constituted right now, I have to put them just a notch below. But if they could get that legitimate center or that legitimate small forward, I mean, a true, pure scorer, that would be just, and I and from back in the day, I ain't no Celtic fan, you know. But honestly, it's tough to root against them as they're constituted right now. It's really true. I mean, it's tough to root against them. Let's swing it over to the NFL. Carson Palmer coming back. You know, that was such a weird year for the Cardinals. Such a strange year. And when you have that kind of year, when you have a bad year with a team, as a quarterback, you take your time. He's 37 years old. He had to decide by today because it 15-5, it becomes all guaranteed. And it certainly helped make the make the decision easier. But, you know, when these guys finish, and Joe and I have talked about it many times, you don't make these decisions immediately after the year because your body's screaming one thing at you and your brain's telling you something else. And you know, you went 7-8-1 for the year. You got sacked 40 times. You know, but he's got the 27 and 2018 season under contract. He's still throwing a damn good football. I mean, if they win next year, should they be able to get to the Super Bowl? And they were my Super Bowl pick this year. The bastard, you let me down. But honestly, Palmer, I don't see any reason why, particularly if they win next year, you know, they're at least competitive. I don't see why he wouldn't continue to play. And in that particular conference, and maybe, you know, maybe it was a situation because they did have injuries, but maybe it was a situation where they started to believe their headlines a little bit and they figured, all right, look, we only have one team to beat in this division, and that's Seattle. And they got a little caught up with themselves. But I'm sure after week two, when they stomped on Tampa Bay, they thought, hey, you know, we'll be fine. The first loss against New England, 23-21. Yeah, it happens. You know, but they had a tough stretch of games. At Buffalo, the legit Raiders. Then they beat two teams that they were supposed to beat, in San Francisco and the Jets. But that's also, you know, in week, what the heck was it? Yeah, October 23rd, when their season started to go south with the tie against Seattle. From there in, it was pretty downhill. And all of a sudden, they were losing to Miami, and they were losing to New Orleans, and they lost to Minnesota. They lost to the eventual Super Bowl rep Atlanta. Finished out the season strong. But again, there was nothing to play for at that point. You know, when you look at the depth chart of this football team, there's a lot of talent. You know, Jermaine Gresham is still legit. The lines, you know, that's where it needs to happen. Let's be honest about it. That's where he got pounded. Fitzgerald still has something left. 107 receptions for 1,023 yards. You know, the yards per catch were down, but he was still catching a football. David Johnson had a monster year, but he was banged up. You know, there's weapons. They didn't get it done on defense. They were inconsistent on offense. And what this does for Arizona, it buys them another year to try to find his replacement. You know, is he on the roster? Is he Zach Dysart, who spent the whole year in a practice squad? He's got the physical tools. I'm sure they're going to find out a hell of a lot more going forward with this kid. But honestly, there's no reason why this team should not contend. And again, meaningless games at the end of the season, I don't put a hell of a lot of stock into that. But, you know, finishing 7-8-1, strong finish at least. Got the 13th pick in the draft. We'll see how it plays out. Maybe they get another weapon. Maybe they get something else. We'll be back to talk about it right after this.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. If you want to chime in with one last thing. A lot of college basketball, NBA basketball today. Finishing up with some NFL. I was talking about Carson Palmer. Look, you know, again, sitting with that middle draft pick, they could trade down if they feel like they need to add some depth. They could target somebody specifically. There's a lot of pretty good wide receivers in this draft if they need to address further weapons as they look to replace Larry Fitzgerald somewhere down the line. But the reality is Carson Palmer got whaled last year. The sacks that he took, the hits that he took such a toll on the body that he was contemplating retirement. And with that being said, they're fortunate, Arizona, in that there's a lot of depth in the draft this year. So we're hoping that it's a scenario where they can address it second round, third round, particular guy falls to them in that situation. Well, you know, look, address it. Guys like Taylor Moton will be in the second round. Whole bunch of stuff going on there. So the reality is they should be able to adjust it, should be able to deal with it. And I'll probably turn around and pick him again next year. But honestly, it's good to see Carson Palmer coming back. Still has a big-time game. And ultimately, you know, as long as he can continue to play, who is anybody to tell him that he can't? Well, that's it for this edition of The Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. Want to thank Robert for keeping everything on the air. Want to thank you for being there, as always. Until we talk the next time, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.